Well, praise God. Amen. So help me out today. Just stay with us, and we're going to probably be back up here worshiping as a group, just bringing this year in intimacy. Hallelujah. Fellowship with the Lord. We've heard that message a lot around here, and we'll continue to hear it. Prayer is so important. Your continual place of prayer, but in particularly, your place of face-to-face intimacy with the Lord. And we just want to talk a little bit about you preparing and me preparing ourselves. We've heard some wonderful messages recently going into the beginning of this year, and I believe that they're all part of everything that's pulling us together. Maybe you're here this morning and you're here because you're searching. And the Lord has you here because you're in a place where you're saying, Lord, this year can't be like last year. Amen. And I'm saying amen. My wife is saying amen. But we know what to do about it. And we know how to prepare for it. The only thing is, will we do it? That's the question. And if we don't have any quitting sense, which we don't, sometimes I think we don't have any sense. But it's good not to have any quitting sense. That's endurance. Homer ministered incredibly, Holy Spirit, Wednesday night on Proverbs and James. Out of there brought some incredible doctrine, but out of James he also shared some very powerful things concerning hupomene, however you want to say it, endurance. It's the word patience, which is the word endurance. And if we're ever going to receive this outpouring, we know this, that the first thing that's going to have to be put in place is the capstone of endurance. Hallelujah. So choose at the very beginning of this year is that we're going to do things that we've never done before. We're going to increase our prayer life, staying in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amber, I've got to brag on her some more. Hallelujah. She's wonderful. She took after her mom, which makes her wonderful. And she brought forth that message a couple of weeks ago, and the heart of it was forgiveness, walking in forgiveness, and blessing others. Continue to bless others. And if you've not heard that, then please, listen to that. There's people probably in here this morning that probably haven't heard that. And there's a big part of your victory in this year that depends on your ability to walk in forgiveness and let people go. And that was part of the message Wednesday night from Homer, is that from Proverbs and the book of James, is that it's not them that's got the problem. It's not them that has to change, but it's me, Lord. Hallelujah. And I think if we can begin to take on that and couple that with what we're saying this morning, another message on the importance of staying in the presence of God and going into a place of face-to-face intimacy. Tonight, we'll be back here in prayer. If you can't come, please spend time with the Lord this evening, if you can. And throughout the week, it's so important to spend those hours in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Gary shared last week on how important, how many received something incredible last week, how important it was to go into faith without wavering, and that being able to speak to the mountain required 100%. Well, when we speak to the mountain and we believe that the thing that we're speaking concerning and using the Word of God, if it doesn't change today, we can't give up our faith. We've got to continue to speak and continue to believe that the things that we say will come to pass. Hallelujah. Revivalists must be servants that are willing to endure, absolutely. But something else that's vital to this endurance, that's the kind of the inoculation. David said this in the book of Psalms. He said, "One thing I desire to the Lord, that will I seek after.
Yes.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." You can be seated if you'd like. It doesn't matter. But just stay with me. Let's continue to worship. To behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. Thank you, Jesus. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me on a rock. Hallelujah. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I'll sing. Yes, I'll sing and praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We release it, Lord. We release it, Lord, over this region, over these people, Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. Now here's the thing. This is 2026. When thou saidest, seek my face. Seek ye my face, or seek my face. This is what David's heart was. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hallelujah. What's your response? What's going to be your response today? What's going to be your response this year? What's going to be your response going forward? There's an offer by the Holy Spirit to seek His face. I say yes. Hallelujah. What's he saying for this year? I don't know if you've written down goals, visions, and do that. That was encouraged to us even a couple of weeks ago, and we know it works. But here's your number one. If there's anything that is number one for every one of us, seek my face. Seek my face. This is my response. Would you just lift up your voice this morning? Lift your hands and we magnify you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This has been said to be a year of presence. We pronounce it so right now, a year of presence. Would you say this with me? Father, we say in Jesus' name that this is a year of the presence of the Lord. His presence is on me, is in me, and flows through me. Hallelujah. There's nothing that you can do any more, better, more profitable for you than to continue to set aside time for personal presence. Hallelujah. It's going to change your family. It's going to change you. It's going to change the course of this year. It's even going to change how you believe. Hallelujah. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can't change that. But when the Holy Spirit empowers your faith by presence, it's like faith on steroids and presence. Smith Wigglesworth was a man that he spent so much time in the presence of the Lord that when he got out among the people, he'd get on trains and people would just begin to say, "Who are you? There's something about you that convicts me." You've heard this story a number of years ago. I was locked up in this office for a number of hours, and I began to explore, as Pastor Dave was telling us and sharing about intimacy, private worship, and how important it is in bringing the presence of God over our life and into our life. I began to put it to the test and spend multiple hours in His presence. And there was one day, and the thing about it is you're spending that time, something begins to change. You don't even know that the change is taking place. Jesus said to the woman in John chapter 4, He said to her, "The true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth." And sometimes, you know, there's been a lot of books written about that, you know, it's when you feel His presence, you've entered into to spirit. Well, that's partially true, but what He's talking about there is a positional truth, that your born-again spirit has been seated with Christ in heavenly places. And whether you feel like it or not, that you continue to worship and praise, magnify Him, and change takes place, even when you don't feel like it. As I was worshiping here and I was giving that example, I remember leaving the office, going back over to the house, and I was met in the street by a couple of guys that were grown men, and they were on bikes, and they began to approach me, and they said, "We think," one guy said, "I think I know you." I said, "I don't think so." And he said, "Well," I told him who I was, the pastor of the church, and then he said, "Well, would you pray for me?" It was a black guy and a Mexican guy. And he said, "Will you pray for me?" I said, "Well, oh, sure." And I think he thought, you know, when people say, "Will you pray for me?" They mean, "Will you pray for me when you think about it?" And I said, "Okay, let's pray." And so I said, "Okay, let's step over here out of the street," because we were in the middle of the street. And so I began to pray for him, because I said, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "I have gout in my foot." His joints were swollen up, and I looked down and said, "Wow." And as I began to pray, what was on me here and stayed on me began to get on them. And I'd like to say they got born again. It wasn't that, but they began to experience what I had begun, that already been experiences. The thing of it is where we need to go is not just that we feel of God's presence, but that sinners and people around us begin to feel His presence. That's when it's gotten deep. And as I begin to pray, both of them, one of them, I don't want to exaggerate, but the best I can remember is one of them goes, "Wow," or "Whoa," or something like, "There's something here." And they didn't know it was God. They didn't know it was that they were experiencing God. And the other one, the best I can remember, was like, "Yeah, something." I mean, he didn't say that, but when they come in the door, can they feel God even when they're not born again? God's going to draw them in like He never has before. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Stay in the place of fellowship. This comes from the intimacy is the hour. And I listen to this many, many different times during the week. The Blueprint Prophecies, I would encourage you, go to the Blueprint Prophecies. I believe it. They're very valuable. Listen to what the Holy Spirit said in this prophecy. Intimacy is the hour that you live in. And this is to all of us, pastor, everybody. Come away with me, my beloved. Come away with me. For I must woo you into a place of intimacy to have you as the forerunners to this great outpouring. How many will receive being a forerunner? Bringing this to pass. Will you do it? Will you come away? Will you find that private place and that corporate place to seek me and to sit and come away? Will you push back the hours and find room for me and sacrifice time? Will you find the way through my wisdom to steal moments and time to pray and intercede? For I'm laying on my church, male and female, young and old, a desire to pray and a desire to intercede. Even those who do not consider themselves, you may be thinking, well, I'm not that spiritual. But God's called you. I'm laying upon you, those who even do not consider themselves as intercessors, I'm laying upon you the burden of intercession. For did I not say my yoke is easy and my burden is light? There's a refreshing in this burden. All who take it on, all who receive it and embrace it, find life, says the Spirit of the Lord. There's a death to the flesh, but a life to the Spirit. The trade-off is beyond measure. Hallelujah. He's told us we're going to be glad. The presence of God is going to be so strong in the days ahead that people will not be able to leave the building. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you. Just once again, let's just worship the Lord. I'm going to step out here. We just magnify you. Glorify you. Just lift your hands. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's people here that, and I'm not going to call people out or anything, but I just sense you're here searching. Searching for answers. God's brought you this place, those that are watching, promising you a change if you'll just begin to call on Him. There's answers coming to things that have been around for a long time. Change is taking place. Hallelujah. Receive that now. Father, I release that. In the name of Jesus, may your grace strengthen them. May they find the answers in the power of God. In the name of Jesus that they're looking for this morning. Glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. First John 1 says, for the life was manifested, and we've seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we've seen and heard, John wrote and said, we declare unto you that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship, our koinonia, is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I encourage you in this year, what is this year going to be for you? Well, it's going to be whatever you make it. Hallelujah. But are you willing to go into fellowship? Hallelujah. Get ready also. Intimacy brings purging as well. It brings change. Praying in tongues brings change. Reading the Word brings change. But intimacy will also, hallelujah, bring change. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Worship you, Jesus. Have you been edified today? Hallelujah. That's the main thing. Have you been edified? We thank you for your Word. One more time. Lead us, Harry, something to worship God before we leave here today.
I sing praises to your name, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Praises to your name,
Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, I sing praises to your name.
Give somebody a big hug before you leave here today. Introduce yourself if they don't know you. Hallelujah. God bless you.